Podcast Network Asia.
Hello everyone and welcome to Design Your Life channel. This is your host Dennis. Our goal and our hope is to inspire you to live your full life in Christ through coaching, through content, and through community. We want you to become better leaders in the home, in your workplace, and in the greater community where you are in. We are excited because we're dishing out a lot of content for you to consume so that you may better grow in where God has placed you. I want you to live a purposeful life this year. So God bless you and enjoy this episode. Hello everyone and welcome to our Parenthood Podcast with Dennis and Tammy C. As for this month, we are excited because we have our new series called Family and Finance, and we're going to talk about how to design your financial life this 2023. We've gotten requests on this topic, and so we're uploading now some of my talks and preaching in church on how to help you design your financial life this 2023. Enjoy! But growing up, we were trained to be in business. And I think that was the goal of my parents, because I think they both of them came from very poor families, and they came to Manila. My grandparents came to Manila. One came from China. The other one went to, from my father's side, mga Ilocano, no? So they went to the province, but they're Chinese, right? And so if you look at it, very deadly po yung blood combination namin. No? We're Chinese Ilocano. So talagang, di ba? When we worship, talaga it's really close. You know? Kaya ganyan kami maki-high five eh, di ba? Kasi talaga sarado, baka may kunin ka eh, no? So, right, it was hard for us because money was like part of the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the money. Though parang ganon, di ba? Parang, it was who we are. And when we were young, we were trained to, when everybody was going to abroad, you know, or do yung mga panahon ko, speech power, John Roberts, you know, all these piano classes, swimming, you know, lahat yan. We were in Divisoria. Since grade school, that was our summer break, right? And we would literally, they would just teach us the ropes of the business or just show up and be there. That was our life. No? It was not, so we were kind of set towards becoming business people. This is, I think I was still studying here. This was in Divisoria. Mga office mates ko po sila. Yan. No? And that's what we do. Nagyayarda kami ng tena, nagbubuhat, nagkakarga, di ba? So we do this. In spite of me being a graduate and studying in one of the most prestigious schools in the whole world, the La Salle, okay? Not the Ateneo, the La Salle, okay? University, di ba? Parang pinag-aral kami, but technically we were going to stay in the family business. Now, it was not a joke to work for the family, because if you're Chinese, you'll understand this. You don't get paid right. Ang baba ng sweldo namin, but in the mindset of every Chinese parent is, we don't pay you hi, because when we die, this is all yours. So technically, this is yours. So, it's mine, so I can just get any. No, you cannot. Okay, but this is yours when we die. No? And so that was the mindset. So in spite of being in school, I was actually a working student. We would go to, I would ride the LRT jeep, go to Divisoria. That's my life, right? And my parents were very poor. They started out, tatay ko from Cagayan, went to Isabela, to Divisoria, naging cargador, runner. My mom, because my lolo is from China, first generation Chinese, di ba? And they have to make ends meet until when they got married, God started blessing their business. And in spite of the riches and in spite of the blessings, all of us were actually trained to live a very simple life and go to work every day. So that was like normal for us. Money was normal, business was normal, everything revolves around that. That was our life, right? But I got a call when I was in high school. I felt like this was from the Lord. I really wanted to be a pastor. No? And ang parents ko kasi, nanay ko nominal Christian dati kasi Protestant yung background nila. Alam niyo yung nominal, yung parang Christian kami pero hindi talaga. Yung attend kami church, okay? And in their mind, kasi apat pala kami noon eh. Ang gugulo namin, apat kaming, may isang babae, tatlo. Araw-araw, we fight. So in their minds, we need to bring them to a Christian school so that they will become good boys and girls. Right? And so we were sent to a Christian school. And it was in that school that I met the Lord. I encountered God. God became real to me. And it was, yung nga sila, Pastor Ferdy, sila, who's now our bishop, went there, he was a youth pastor, encountered the Lord, and then I felt like God was calling me to ministry.
I went to my parents. I said, God is calling me to ministry. Sila parang, no, son, no. No, you're gonna die young. You're not gonna eat. Di ba? So talagang discouraged talaga kami, right, from entering ministry. But it was such a, you know, alam mo yung high sense of calling, it's messing up your mind already. I know I can be a millionaire here fast in the business. Yet, I felt like this was God's call for my life. And so I jumped into it. It was like a career suicide. No? I worked for the church for the first 3 years without any pay. Actually, 5 years. No? 3 years of that, I have to raise my own support. And it was something that was very different, right? Yet because we were so ingrained since we were young that money was so important to the point it's part of the Trinity. Parang, even as a Christian, I had to struggle with so many things. Worry, provision, fear, jealousy, because I would look at my classmates, you know, parang, oh, yaman na nila ako. Hindi, di ba parang ganyan, parang all of them, wow, look at them, oh, mga younger batch, they're now multimillionaires. You know, here am I, just a simple guy from the neighborhood, right? Pastoring, going to campuses. It was a different life, right? And sometimes the devil would just, so it was hard for me. I had to journey through a perspective of a life perspective of how God wants me to live in the call of God for my life. And it involves so much with money. And I think for all of us in this room, whether you're a minister or not, whether you're rich or you're poor, if there's something that's common among all of us, most of us wake up thinking about it, thinking about money. I've got kids now who will be going to college. Might, you know, okay, who will go to college soon. So in short, parang, oh Lord, magkano nga tuition? And with that, oh wow, right? So you start thinking about things you were not thinking about before because things were cheap when they were homeschooled. Now you're thinking about this. Where will I get? You know, what will I, you know, we want to go here. Everything we do, you know, money is involved. And there are emotions and feelings and perspectives that needs to be changed and transformed in my own heart and life. And how much more all of us here in this room? All of us would wake up thinking about this, whether it's success, it's income, career path. Most of that revolves around wealth and finances and the blessings of God. So this is something that I think all of us, this is so real for us. No? Now that we're adults, we're all, sabi ko sana big, yeah, we're all big, okay? Yeah, we're all now adults, di ba? May kanya-kanya kaming buhay. And many of us, though we grew up in the faith, you know, and just like everybody here in this room, we could have different perspectives and things, how we see things when it regards to our business, our career, and our wealth. And that's why I wanted to jumpstart the series with this one, because in the next 3 more weeks, plus Randall's 2 sessions, hopefully we can help navigate the community towards a healthier understanding. I don't think I've got it already, or I fully understood what God wants to say, but as we journey along and mature through this process, I do hope that we get an understanding of what God really wants for us. No? And I think that's the heart. No? I want us to look at Luke chapter 6, verse 43 to 44. Right? We'll look at the very familiar story, but this was the background before the story. So this is going to be a long introduction for a very short message. No? In Luke 6, 43 to 44, it says, "For no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear bad good fruit. For each tree is known by its fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good. And the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil, for out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks." What is Luke 6, 43 to 45 is saying? You see, a lot of people, we kind of compartmentalize life towards this is a spiritual part of my life, this is a physical part of my life, this is the business part of my life. But Jesus destroys that premise. What he was saying is, and we've been preaching this all along for almost 2 years already, the life that we have in Christ, when internally it's healthy and it's right, it will bear good fruit. When the heart is bad, it will bear bad fruit. There's no divide between. So if there's something wrong in my heart, it's going to produce bad fruit, right? Don't expect a mango tree to produce a banana. It's not going to happen. It's like this Christmas tree. What does it produce? Christmas balls, right? It's not going to have a mango or a banana. Christmas balls talaga yan, okay? And it's the same way with us as Christians. Illustrated using a tree is that life in Christ happens and flows out of us and it produces something that is good. Nothing evil comes from the Lord. Everything from the Lord is good. But how come many people may disconnect? There's a big disconnect and there's a big gap between how they live their lives and how and the things that they profess. And that's why a lot of people, they don't like Christians. Right? Sometimes, you know, I salute the atheists. Why? Because an atheist would say there is no God and they live like there's no God. There's conviction. Wow, talaga, his life has no God. And he believes it and we can see it in his life. But a lot of Christians would say, I love God, there's God. But they live like atheists. There's no conviction. The Bible is saying in Luke 6, you can't divide it. It's either you're a good tree or you're a bad tree. Good tree bears good fruit, a bad tree bears bad fruit. For a follower of Christ, there should be no disconnect. But we are so good in disconnecting and compartmentalizing life. Business is business. Wealth is wealth. Money is money. Spiritual is spiritual. We've compartmentalized it. So you can have a different tone, language, and life when it comes to your faith, and have a different life and how you treat people when it comes to your business or your job. Para may, whoa, great. Is it the same person? Okay. We're good at it. Jesus said, there's no such thing. And then he goes, and the story that we're going to look at is the wise and the foolish builder. Okay. Very simple story, but this was the context. He was saying, if it's really life in Christ, it's going to flow out. It's going to bless people. It's going to be shalom. There's going to be peace in your transactions. Because life is in Christ would have that. And then he says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and hears my word and does them, I will show you what he is like. Why do you call me Lord? You do not do what I say. You call me boss, master. But I'm not your master. He says, everyone who comes to him, who hears his words and does them, there's a connection between my understanding, between my belief and my values. When I say I value God, it means in my belief, this is of utmost importance. Therefore, my actions will show my value. When we come to Christ and hear his word and does them, he says, this is what you look like. And he shares to us an illustration. Before I jump to the illustration, Paul said this in Philippians 4, verse 12. He says, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Steph Curry 4, 12, 13. Okay? What was Paul saying? Paul was saying, whether I'm rich or I don't have money, I've unlocked the secret. See, this destroys the prosperity gospel. Na pag Christian dapat super yaman. Not necessarily. Paul was saying, whether in plenty or in lack, I've unlocked the secret. I know the secret to be content in every situation. Christ has given me the strength to live a content life. Do you want to know the secret? Right? Do not be absent for the next 3 more weeks. Okay? Seriously, because we'll dive into the secret. I do hope that message helped you a lot. If you guys have any questions on finances, please shoot us a DM, message us, or email us. We'll be glad to answer those questions. We'll make one podcast episode for all your money questions. Hopefully, Tammy and I will be able to answer it. If this episode has blessed you, do share it, like it, and leave a positive review on our Spotify podcast. God bless you guys, and see you again in the next episode of our Parenthood Podcast. Thank you so much for those of you who watched this episode or listened to this episode on Spotify. If you are in YouTube, please like and subscribe to our channel. There will be more contents like this coming out on a regular basis. For those of you in Spotify, we'd also like for you to subscribe and give a good rating in our podcast. This would help spread the word so that you, family, your friends can live a purposeful life this year. God bless you guys.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.